Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I ain't got no woman, but I don't feel sad. I ain't got no woman, but I don't feel sad.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When filmmaker Martin Scorsese presented his 2003 series called simply The Blues, he hit all the usual historical high notes, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, all the rest. But he wanted to show that the blues continues to live on today, and the man he chose to represent the current state of the art was this singer, guitarist, and composer known as Keb Moe. Born Kevin Moore, Keb Moe has been making records and winning Grammys since 1994. Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Dr. John, they've all played on his past albums. And now, soul singer Indy Ari and country musician Vince Gill join him on his new album, The Reflection. Keb Moe is here solo in our studio today to play some music from that record. With a song called The Whole Enchilada, here is Keb Moe live on Soundcheck.
All of your life for a woman that'll love you, tell the truth and treat you right. You've been lonely, crying yourself to sleep. Now you got a girl who can rock your world, put a smile on your face and a love you're gonna keep now. This is the beginning. Are you ready to learn to love somebody for a lifetime? Wake up, it's your turn. So tell me now that you got a whole enchilada. Oh, now that you got a, what you gonna do? Are you gonna be any better than the man you had to be to get her? Oh, now that you got a, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Oh, yeah, yeah. Get involved where your participation is needed to get things resolved. We all get used to living by ourselves. Now you're dealing with a situation that involves someone else. It's about to get different. You're gonna need a new device. She's gonna open up your mind and open up your life. Oh, so tell me now that you got a whole enchilada. Now that you got her, what you gonna do? Are you gonna be any better than the man you had to be to get her? Oh, now that you got her, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Oh, yeah, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
That is Keb Moe live on Soundcheck in a song called The Whole Enchilada, which appears on his new album, The Reflection. Keb Moe, welcome to Soundcheck.
Oh, nice to be here, man.
The album, The Reflection, this is something you've been working on for a couple of years now, presumably thought long and hard about it. The title, The Reflection, what does this reflect?
Well, it's a kind of a metaphorical thing that, you know, everything in life around you tells you the truth about yourself, you know. So it's like, you know, in relationships and in nature and in all things. So a lot of people say, like, where am I, who am I, and how come I'm not this or that, or what's going on with me? It's like you just look around. It's like in my experience that your environment mirrors exactly where you are.
And this album seems to be a kind of a sunny, optimistic album for the most part, would you say?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you're pretty happy in the place that you're in right now, then?
Oh, yes. Well, why not?
Why not, indeed?
I mean, I know you're just here with, like, you know, just I'm the complete opposite of Nirvana or Pearl Jam.
You got the three Grammys, the new album, all these, you know, interesting side projects that I want to talk about. But this album, it's not like a pure blues album. There's a lot of kind of folk and soul and jazz. And
there's no blues on it. Yeah, it's not pure blues. I mean, my other records can be considered maybe not a purely blues album. And so, but this one's really not a purely blues album. I've never been a purely blues guy. And I've always been a guy that just played what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the blues and I played the blues. So that was about the only thing I could probably get tagged with. And my first record was me standing by a wall. And even then I was like, what's going on here? As they were tagging me. You know, put me in the picture, and I was wearing. I participated in it too. I mean, it wasn't like anyone did it to me,
right?
You know, it was. That's where I was at that particular point. And not that I've moved on, but I've expanded. You know, and decided to choose and go to somewhere my other musical, you know, instincts take me, and to go bravely.
So, listening to some of this music, it's perhaps closer to Bill Withers than to Robert Johnson, it seems.
Yeah, it is a bit closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, contemporary blues is the category you got your three Grammys in. What even does that mean, contemporary blues? It seems like, well, you know, already it's a step away from...
Yeah, contemporary meaning like of now, today.
Yeah.
This is where blues is now, you know. And I think those were rightly pegged. That's where blues is now.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've moved into... I wouldn't say I've moved. I've just done a project where I'm, you know, exploring this other genre and not other genres, it's just other set of songs. And, you know, I just think it's okay to do it. It's not really some brave move or some move or some big bold move to be get out of the blues. I'm trying to get out of the blues. I just do what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I play music and I try to make music that is uplifting and that is, whether it's blues or whatever, that it has some kind of place in our hearts and in society. So the first place it has to have a place in is my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not in my heart, I can't communicate it to my audience. Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Keb Moe. He's got a gig tonight here in Manhattan at B.B. King's and the new album out called The Reflection. You want to play something a little older for us next?
Sure, man.
This is called Life is Beautiful. Once again, it's Keb Moe, live on Soundcheck.
Let's go drifting through the trees. Let's go sailing on the sea. Let's go dancing on the juke joint floor. Leave our troubles all behind. Have a party so easily forgotten. Most important thing, like I love you, I do. And I won't spend my days and nights walking through this crazy world with you. Life is beautiful, life is wondrous. Every star above shining just for us. Life is beautiful on a stormy night, somewhere in the world, sun is shining bright. I get crazy, so afraid that I might lose you one fine day, and I'll be nothing but a tired old man. And I don't want to be without you at the party, so easily forgotten. The most important thing, yeah, like the melody in the moonlight in your eyes, and a song that lasts forever, keeps on getting better all the time. And life is beautiful, life is wondrous, every star above shines. shining just for us. Life is beautiful on a stormy night somewhere in the world. Sun is shining bright.
Now, that does have a bit more of the old bluesy kind of sound to it. Keb Moe?
That's the old kind of, it's based on kind of a raggy blues,
yeah.
But it's not like a really blues. It's like, it's a love song.
Mm-hmm.
But it has the old, kind of the old, like, you know, Reverend Gary Davis-esque kind of like feeling and, the pickers, the old Alabama and Carolina pickers and things like that.
You probably know Reverend Gary Davis lived here in New York for many years.
Yes.
Many a guitarist went up to that his apartment there and learned how to play guitar and possibly some other things too from Gary Davis. Life is Beautiful is the name of that song. Keb Moe with us on Soundcheck today. The new album's called The Reflection. And you were born Kevin Moore. How did you become Keb Moe? Where does the name come from?
Keb Moe is just like if you say Kevin Moore real fast, it comes out Keb Moe.
All right, so it's not like some weird stories. You didn't call yourself that as a 3-year-old or something.
No. People would have been calling me that for years. I just kind of some point took it on, and Kevin Moore was pretty boring. So let's just go with the Keb Moe.
Now, is the Moore family a musical family?
There is a few musicians in the family. I had a cousin who was a church organ player, and I have a second cousin that's a jazz vibist.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sister that's a good singer. I have a cousin that's a really good singer. I have an uncle who taught me how to play guitar, Uncle Herm. So there is music in the family. It's like a play. Is it a musical or is it a play with music?
Yeah.
We're like a family with music. I'm going to say with music. My mother sings, my grandfather actually sings on the record on the last. My late grandfather is singing on the last cut. So
on Something Within.
Yes.
Yeah, which, you know, there are some voices other than yours there, which seem like maybe they're older tapes. So that's all family stuff.
It's all family. Everybody in there is family.
So was gospel music, that sort of thing, a part of your upbringing?
Absolutely. There was church. I mean, that was probably the real focal point because every week we went to church, every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the music was very influential and very fantastic. I mean, great singers. The bar was very high in terms of what was suspected musically. So,
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Los Angeles, California, in the Compton area, mm-hmm. Compton, California. And I went to church in Watts, in a little church called the Beulah Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so the same story that played out in Baptist churches throughout the South, producing some of the great soul and R&B singers of our time, was still working for you
in
L.A.
Still working there. That was working there. And that's where you found out. That's where I got my music education. That's where you learn. Now this is music.
Mm.
So what you heard on the radio, you know, it was very, and Baptist churches are, you know, especially, you know, like, you know, African-American churches, called very harsh music critics. I mean, not harsh in a mean sense, but just that the bar is set high. Expectations are high,
okay.
Emotionally and musically, you know.
So let's hear another song from the new record. You want to do We Don't Need It?
Sure, man, I'll do this.
This is Keb Moe. He's performing live for us in the Soundcheck studio.
I was afraid to get out of the car, so I just sat there. How was I gonna tell them that I lost my job? Gotta go in there. I'm going in there. So we gathered round the table and we told them the news, and the looks of desperation nearly broke them in two. Son, I know you wanted them running shoes. They're gonna have to wait. They're gonna have to wait. And darling, I know you wanted that dress in the window. We gonna get it. It just won't be now. Then my little girl looked up at me with those big round eyes. And the words that she told me almost made me cry. She said, we don't need it. We can do without it. We gonna make it, no doubt about it. We gonna stick together, make it better. Cause we don't need it, all we need is you. My son said, Daddy, I got $16. I want you to take it. I want you to take it. The next door neighbor asked me to rake the leaves. I'm gonna do it. Sure gonna do it. Cause I wanna help you out any way I can. It's about time that I learned to be a man. My wife said, darling, we got all this stuff. It's just sitting there. It's just sitting there. Like grandma's china and her sterling silverware. Well, it's just sitting there, gathering dust. And ever since you passed away, we ain't used it yet. So let's put it out in the front yard, see what we can get. Cause we don't need it, we can do without it. We gonna make it, no doubt about it. We gonna stick together, make it better. Cause we don't need it, all we need is you. Days and weeks and months went by. The big boss called in the nick of time. Well, I got my check and I bought it on. Yeah, it's been tough, but we've been blessed. We're gonna get them shoes and that brand new dress. But you know we don't need it, we can do without it. We gonna make it, no doubt about it. We gonna stick together, make it better. We don't need it, all we need.
Once again, that's Keb Moe performing live in the Soundcheck studio in a song called We Don't Need It, which comes off of his brand new album, The Reflection. Kind of a soft song for hard times, I guess. Yeah. Keb Moe, a real pleasure having you with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much.
Keb Moe is playing tonight at B.B. King's here in New York. The album is The Reflection. It's out now, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, Rolling Stones fans got the lowdown on life from Keith Richards last year. Now a new book aims to tell Mick Jagger's side of the story. We'll hear from the author of Jagger, Rebel, Rockstar, Rambler, Rogue, plus a live performance from songwriter and guitarist Eleanor Friedberger. And be sure to visit the Soundcheck webpage to see all of our recent web extras, bonus live performances from St. Vincent, Motopony, Gabriel Kahane, and Ron Carter. At the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Brett Jaspers. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Rachel Smith. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.